Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
This is The Ray Taylor Show.
Ray's Days, episode 196. This is a weekly diary podcast hosted by me, Ray Taylor. Every Saturday, I share updates on my journey as an artist, podcaster, business owner, and human being. I'm excited to share my journey with you and hope that my journey can serve as a source of inspiration and positivity for you. In this episode, I'm talking about some more big updates involving my social media this time. Talking about the fact that my Facebook got hacked this past week. Looking into finding ways to automate things, everything a little bit more. Give myself a little bit less work to do. Because I am managing 4 to 5 times more of the Ray Taylor Show clips than I used to produce. Also talking about my week in general as I do, what I've been watching, updates on my health and fitness journey. And as always, I will be sharing something at the end of the episode, as I do at every episode of Ray's Days at the end, sharing something that I'm thankful for. Let's take a quick break from the show. Listeners, are you ready to take your experience with The Ray Taylor Show to the next level? Dive into the Inspired Disorder Plus for just $5 a month. You unlock a world of premium content that's sure to satisfy your every entertainment and artistic craving. Imagine enjoying The Ray Taylor Show a full week completely ad-free in both audio and video formats. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Get exclusive access to live painting archives, be the first to lay eyes on new releases from the many faces, and enjoy members-only discounts and deals that'll have you coming back for more. With a treasure trove that includes a podcast back catalog of 14 unique shows and over 600 episodes, personal insights through Ray Taylor's own blog, and creative writing to spark your imagination, and an interactive Ask Me Anything section, Inspired Disorder Plus is a feast for the curious mind. Ready to elevate your entertainment game? Head on over to inspireddisorder.com/plus and become a member of an exclusive club. Dive in, indulge, and inspire your senses. Now let's get back to the show. So let's get it started with Inspired Disorder updates. I'm shutting down some accounts. Let's put it that way. I shut down the... they're still up. I'm just no longer going to be updating them. Let's put it that way. My YouTube clip page. So I have 2 YouTube pages. I have my main YouTube page. And then I had a clip page that I started about a year or so before YouTube launched Shorts. Right. So, the hopes that I would try to be able to build up a second YouTube page in order to monetize, which I have enough followers, but not enough views to monetize that page. So I'm not doing, instead of uploading so much content to 2 different YouTube pages, I'm getting rid of it for now. I mean, I still have it, but it's going to be dormant. I'm not adding anything new to it. Also, all of my Facebook accounts are going to be shut down. They will not even exist anymore, hopefully. I'm going to delete them, and this is because I was hacked on Facebook. I basically, in trying to automate, I was downloading software to schedule posts, and Meta has a app called the Business Suite, I believe is what it's called. And I downloaded the app through Apple App Store on my laptop to use it to schedule all of my stuff, right? Because that's the thing. I'm trying to schedule everything instead of having to upload it so much content every day. And the app from the App Store, when I logged into it, and I should have known right away, it sent me to a AI image generator for some reason. I was like, what is going on? And I didn't even think about it. And then I woke up the next morning and I see that one of my Ray Taylor Show Facebook page was getting a lot of attention. There's a lot of comments. People not from the United States. I'm not sure what country they're from, but it was a lot of people from another country that speak another language, that write in another language, giving my YouTube, my Facebook page for this show a lot of attention. I'm like, this is weird. So I log in and I discover that there was an ad bought through my web, my Facebook page, to promote some blanket. And some guy, and I look, and it's like, so somebody got the password when I thought I was logging into Meta's official app, which I don't know how that happened. I literally went through the app store because I didn't want to just download something from a website. Regardless, I was able to stop the ad after I had already racked up over $500 in a balance. It was supposed to be $1,500, the ad buy that this person who hacked my account trying to sell a blanket was doing. So thankfully, I was able to stop it from continuing. Now I have to go through the long process of trying to communicate with Facebook to try and get my money back, and then shutting everything down. I have never liked Facebook ever since the MySpace days, when Facebook was the competitor to MySpace. I never liked Facebook. I never used Facebook. But I had Facebook accounts because my thought is, put my content everywhere I possibly can. If it's free and has people on it, I should put content on it. And because I've never had, I don't think I've ever had a single sale. Like, I've never gotten any benefit from Facebook that I know of. And after this situation, and seeing how absolutely frustrating and impossible it is to even try to find, like, the settings on Facebook, you have to have almost, like, you almost have to take a course on Facebook settings to be able to navigate the labyrinth that is Facebook settings in order to try and dispute, to try and, like, thankfully, when Facebook noticed somebody logging in, successfully logging in through another location, I was able to lock my account immediately. Sadly, they had already placed the ad buy. It just hadn't been approved yet, so it took a day before the ad went through, which that's when I woke up and I'm like, oh, fuck. So either I'm out 500 and some dollars because of some asshole who's selling a blanket or whatever their intention was. Hopefully I can get my money back, but at least I cut it off. And as soon as I know if Facebook is going to fuck me over or not, this multi-billion dollar corporation that could effortlessly refund my 500 and whatever dollars, if they can somehow, this, however their system is set up, where you never actually communicate with a person, if somehow I can get this resolved, otherwise I'm fucked. $500 plus. So I'm getting rid of Facebook. Fuck Facebook. I'm so done with Facebook. Now, Instagram, Threads, okay. Other products from Meta, whatever. But I'm done with Facebook. I am absolutely done with Facebook. And it feels good to just be done. Just close everything up. It's just like some of the most, aside from YouTube, some of the most toxic people on Facebook, which I'm happy to be done with that as well. You know, these pro-gun conspiracy theory, fucking just delusional dummies. So I was able to cancel the ad before it did any more damage. $500 balance. My PayPal was set up, so it already took $100 and something. So partially the balance was paid. It's just a headache, an absolute headache. Just to use Facebook has always been a headache. And now having to deal with this, I'm just fucking, I just hope I'm not stuck with that bill. when all is said and done, which will probably, it'll probably be spending all month for this to be resolved. This is so fucking, I'm just glad I caught it before it got to the maximum of what the ad buy was. It just, like, why aren't there more? Why aren't there more safeguards, especially when it comes to money? Fucking garbage. So even think about Bloodborne. Like, I would fucking love to knock some fucking people out. I would love to break every bone in my hand to smash the skulls of the people who hacked my account. I would love to smash the skulls at everybody at Facebook who makes their site so unbelievably complicated to use, so unbelievably complicated to, like, contact people about fraud, about hacking, about getting a refund to get put made whole again from this situation because of their faulty fucking software. So angry. It's been so long since I've been that angry. It made me realize I live a mostly chill life. I mean, I get angry at stuff. I get angry at society. I get angry at, but not like when shit affects me personally. It's just, I will just execute people with my bare hands. I have so much rage inside of me that is just being, you know, it's hibernating, this rage that I have inside of me from so much of my life of just people taking advantage of me. And it's just, given the opportunity, I would love to unleash that rage and end life, end human life. For doing this minor setback. I mean, if this happened to me a year ago, I would be so fucked. I mean, now it's still horrible, but anyway, let's move past that. Fuck Facebook. I'll be gone from Facebook completely. Sadly, not gone from Meta, but Facebook is completely useless for me. But what I have been doing, so the big impetus for even having to download software to try and schedule stuff is because I'm producing exponentially 4 to 5 times more clips from these episodes of The Ray Taylor Show using Opus Clip. So I'm in the process also of kind of just learning all the features that Opus Clip has to offer. I absolutely love it. You upload your episode. I upload my episode. It analyzes it. And then I've been getting like anywhere from 20 to 30 clips. So then I go through and I watch all of the clips. And if they're not good, I just don't favorite them. Some of them need a little bit of a tweak. Like maybe I should add a little bit more for context. Maybe add a little bit more on the end to fully explain my thought. But a lot of it's minor tweaks here and there. And then they export with captions, which is also nice. And you can customize a bunch of stuff. That's kind of part of what I'm learning, but also just really trying to nail down the new workflow so I can be more efficient, because it's so far taking me days to kind of do all this stuff. And because of that, I'm trying to schedule as much as possible. So, thankfully, now that I don't have to worry about Facebook anymore, I've already been scheduling stuff on YouTube. All of the things that get released on YouTube are all scheduled. But as far as other social media stuff, I tend to do it in the morning. Every morning I upload my social media for the day, and I will be able to schedule. I mean, now I guess I'll be scheduling just the Ray Taylor Show clips on TikTok. Pretty much the only scheduling I'm going to be doing. And then everything else will be just by hand. And even if I don't do the scheduling on TikTok, because I'm not posting to multiple Facebook accounts, I think it'll just be easier. I don't know. Regardless, trying to nail down that whole workflow situation. So all that stuff, we'll see how it all goes. There's some stuff that will change that'll add to my process for producing my shows. So on Sundays, after I finish editing, I'm going to try and upload and analyze the videos as I'm editing them. So as I kind of upload them to YouTube, I'm going to be doing the same thing to Opus Clip and just trying to get ahead of it so that tomorrow I don't have to spend that time waiting for the upload and waiting for the analyzing to happen. I can just start going through the clips, seeing which ones I want, being even more selective so I don't have as many clips to schedule and post. But I'm loving it. It will definitely give me a lot more time, which I'm appreciative for. Just trying to automate everything. Create systems that can help me do just more, right? Because it's just me. I don't have any employees. I don't have anything else. And so far, I'm loving the two AI tools that I'm using. ChatGPT I use for doing all the descriptions for YouTube and tags and helping me write scripts for top five and different things for the show, ad copy for the ads that I run. And when I do UGC stuff, writing scripts for that, ChatGPT has been a massive tool that I've used. Like, it's been so valuable over the past year. And now with Opus Clip, it's just another great tool that I'm so thankful for. I love it. You know, I'd never be able to do all of this work on my own without technology. It would be like I'd constantly be working, and I'm almost constantly working as it is, but it's allowing me to do even more, which is great. And hopefully these clips will lead to more views, will lead to more growth, which is the intention of clips. That's the whole reason I'm doing clips, to help promote the show, for people to share on social media. You can take it from Instagram and share it on your Facebook if you want. But I'm just making too much content. Scheduling all the clips was just absolutely confusing. Just so many clips. I mean, I'm doing, think about it, 5 episodes. Each episode, let's say 10 to 20 clips each. That's a lot of content. That's a ton of content. So we'll see. Per week. Ugh, so much. It's just a massive overhaul I've been going, right? Just having to take a step back with everything, make sure I understand what my job is versus what's I'm going to be automating. And it's constantly changing. So, you know, it's going to be, I'll be very happy when I've got it all finished. As far as my artwork, I think I've made a jump. I'm really happy with my most recent stuff that came out this week. My 9x12s that came out this week. I'm spending a lot more time on my paintings. I'm kind of settling in and just focusing on doing each painting really good. I'm not in a hurry like I used to, because before, painting on Thursdays, it was just like, okay, well, I got to get this done because tomorrow I got to get that done. Like, it was just, felt like I was in such a rush. And now that I'm painting on Wednesdays, I'm really more relaxed. And also finally streaming on multiple platforms. So far, I'm streaming on YouTube, as I always do, but I'm also starting to stream on Instagram, on my @RayTaylorArt on Instagram. I'm streaming, and hopefully going to stream to TikTok as well. So fingers crossed, I will get all that set up within the next few weeks, so you can watch me paint live on multiple platforms, not just YouTube. Let's take a short break from this episode. Listeners, if you're an art lover like I am, or simply somebody who appreciates unique creativity, I've got something you'll adore. Dive into the world of The Many Faces, an ongoing series of mesmerizing ink paintings on paper painted by me. Each piece is a captivating blend of abstract and surreal, always presenting a face that tells its own story. The dedication behind this series is unmatched, with new paintings being released every single day. And if you're thinking about owning one, you're in luck. You can start with a 4x6 painting for just $20. And if you desire something grander, there are larger sizes with prices to match. Imagine having an original piece of art infused with emotion and mystery, gracing your space. So if you're intrigued, don't wait. Check out the entire collection and get your own at inspireddisorder.com. Own a piece of creativity that truly stands out. Now let's get back to the show. As far as my personal life, what I've been watching, I started watching Search Party, as I mentioned I would, on Max. Great show. So crazy, this show. Such a crazy show. I love it so much. It's been a lot of fun diving back into it. So I've been watching a lot of Search Party kind of at night when I'm winding down. Also doing, which is wild, dark comedy. If you haven't seen Search Party, I think it was 4 or 5 seasons, and it ended. And the places it goes is just absolutely crazy. I've also been watching a lot of Adam Sandler movies from the 90s. Actually finished watching all the Adam Sandler movies for an upcoming top 5 that will be in a couple weeks. So I'm glad that I got ahead on that. As far as my week personally, outside of all that stuff, I got a bunch of plants for my space. I haven't had a house plant in forever. I don't even know if I had house plants when I lived in my condo in San Diego. I want to say I did, but I don't even think I did. It's been so long since I've had a house plant. I got a few different ones. I got like an assortment, like 6 different kind of common house plants, and then I got one that's supposed to be good at good like low light. It's more of a tree, and is really good at filtering out the air. But I like just having some life in my studio space, in my living space again, which I enjoy. I transplanted all of them in slightly larger pots so that they can grow bigger, and I'm hoping that they survive. It all went pretty smoothly. One of the plants kind of looked like it was falling apart already, so I'm hoping that one survives the transplant. But fingers crossed, so far they're all still alive. We'll see how it goes. And hopefully I get enough light in my space for them as well. I also made some, so in my meal prep service that I get, meal kit service, they have add-ons that you can do. And one of the add-ons was for a dessert, these fudgy wudgy peanut butter cookies, which are like these sandwich cookies that you make. Oh my God. They are so good. They, first off, turned out perfectly. Like, I have never been good at baking. Never been good at baking. And probably because I've tried baking things in, like, a shitty toaster oven or just didn't follow the directions properly when I used to bake in a real oven. But for whatever reason, these cookies turned out perfectly. These sandwiches turned out looking better than the picture, which is insane. And I wish I wasn't trying to get healthy, because I would make these far more often. They were so delicious. So what you do, here's the quick thing. You take fudge brownie mix, just like, I think it's like Betty Crocker, I think. And instead of, I didn't follow the directions on that. Fudge brownie mix, you add flour in, you add cornstarch, you add eggs, you add olive oil, and you mix it. You mix it up, you whisk it all up, right? And then once it's all combined and starts to look like cookie dough, you put it in the refrigerator to chill for a bit. And then you take it out and you roll this dough into little 1-inch balls, right? You put them on a cookie sheet on parchment paper, you put them in the oven. I think it was like 375 for like 12 minutes. I don't remember the times and the measurements for all this stuff, right? But I'm sure, hit me up if you want. I'll send you a picture of the instructions that I used. So while the cookies are baking, these fudgy, wudgy cookies are baking in the oven, you make the filling. The filling was cream cheese, peanut butter, maple syrup, and a little bit of sugar. Because it's got to be even sweeter than whatever sugar's in the peanut butter and the maple syrup, right? So it's kind of a peanut buttery filling that goes between the cookies. I was using my new toaster oven slash air fryer. The cookies came out absolutely perfectly. You take them out, you let them set for 5 minutes, then you take them off the parchment paper, and then you put them on a rack to cool completely, which I have, like, it's like a cookie sheet that has a rack on it, which I have for preparing sushi, which I have yet to do, but that's why I bought it. But it was perfect. I laid out all these cookies once they were cool enough to transfer over and then let them cool. And I had to do a bunch of batches of these cookies because my oven's is tiny. But I was able to do all of them in like three batches. And once they're cool, you put in the little filling and you put the two halves of the cookie together. And when I tell you, like, I love a soft cookie, right? So when you bite into these, it's you're biting into essentially a brownie. That's like the texture of this thing, a brownie, a fudge brownie is what these cookies. The cookies aren't hard. They're not crunchy. They're soft. And to get that little peanut butter kick, I mean, peanut butter and chocolate, there's no better. I mean, there's probably better combination. There's one of the best combinations of flavors. So good. I'm telling you, so good. It is the best. I've done well cooking a bunch of meals. But when I tell you these came out better than the picture, like the cookies came out perfectly. The way they looked, once the filling was, like, these looked like cookies you would buy in a store made by a major company. I was so proud of myself. Big pat on my back for that one. If they weren't, like, just so much, I mean, so sweet, so good, though, so good. Like, I definitely, it's like a recipe that I mean, I'm keeping all the recipes, but it's definitely something, like, for a special occasion, I'm making those. Absolutely making those. Because they're going to be so good and so easy. Anyway, that was a big part of it. But, you know, on the other side, I am trying to do this whole health, fitness, getting in shape, mostly fasting right now, which is going well. My goal is to get to 180 pounds. I started at 260 pounds, right? So my goal is to lose 80 pounds. I'm currently at 246. Well, I was on Monday, I was 246. So last week when I measured myself after recording. So far I've lost 14 pounds as of last week. We'll see if the fudgy wudgy peanut butter cookies, sandwich cookies, change that. But I'm on a similar schedule to last, a fasting schedule that I was last week. It's the same 5 days of eating, 2 days no eating at all. And each of the 5 days where I'm eating, I only eat from noon to 8 p.m. So I can eat from noon to 8 p.m. 5 days a week, and then 2 days I don't eat anything, which means that I will be fasting for 40 hours, two times a week. Last week I did it was pretty easy. I'm pretty used to not eating. Fasting has become pretty easy. I don't have to deal with too many hunger pains. They kind of go away. I've been drinking my gallon of water a day pretty easily. I actually have been finishing early the past few days. But I switched the schedule so my no eating days are on the days where I have the most work. So on Thursday, when I'm processing all of my artwork from painting the day before, I don't eat. And then today, I'm not eating, as I basically work all day long from when I wake up to when I go to sleep. I'm producing these shows. So not having to think about cooking food on those days has actually been great. So I love it. I'm probably going to be doing this schedule for a while. I might, you know, have some weeks where I give myself a break and, you know, just do the 8 to noon or noon to 8 schedule all 7 days. But right now I'm spending less on groceries. I'm feeling good. I'm really interested to see where I'm at, measurement wise and weight wise, coming up here. So the new fasting schedule is working great. Still not working out yet, but I'm really, the main focus is just getting used to the fasting schedule and just, you know, dealing with all of the other headaches that I'm dealing with before I add working out to that. But I will be starting to work out as well. As far as my mental health, actually started feeling some steam running out. The energy I had from getting all this, these overhaulings done of my website and such, starting to putter out a bit, kind of feeling depression start to creep back in, which, you know, hopefully I'm able to get everything figured out and have some kind of normal low impact weeks to maybe hopefully avoid depression or before the depression settles in. Because towards the end of this week, I was feeling pretty unmotivated. It's just a rough week, a lot of stuff going on, and then having my whole Facebook thing, it's just, I was like, fuck everything. So we'll see how that all goes, and I'm still hopeful that I'll be able to maintain the things that I've been doing. As far as what I'm thankful for, at the end of every episode, I like to at least mention something that I'm thankful for. I am thankful for a tiny little heater that I got a few months ago before it started to get cold in the desert, which it rarely gets cold in the desert. And I've been here now for, man, probably close to 5 years, and I haven't needed a heater. I've used an electric blanket in the past when it gets cold at night, and my dog would just come up and sleep in the bed with me. But now that my dog is older and that my bed is so much higher and she can't hold her pee and poo like she used to. She kind of just goes when she can, and I don't want her peeing in my bed. I needed a way to warm up my space, and I got the tiniest little heater. It's like smaller than a shoebox, but for my small space, it puts out enough heat to where it's made this quote-unquote cold season a little bit more comfy, which I like. I can still bundle up. It's not perfectly. It's not hot in here, right? I'm still able to open the doors a lot of times during the day, but then at night when it dips down, it gets cold in the desert at night. When it dips down, turn the heater on. You know, Izzy can go lay by the heater and just get all nice and toasty like it's a little fireplace. So it's worked great. It's worked great, and I'm thankful not only for making my winter, quote-unquote cold months, more comfortable, but I'm thankful that it has helped keep my dog, my old dog, warm during this time of year. You know. Upcoming events. The only thing I have booked is weekly Wednesdays live painting every Wednesday at 4:20 Pacific time on youtube.com/inspireddisorder. You can also watch the live painting on my Instagram at Ray Taylor Art on Instagram, and hopefully soon on my TikTok page at Ray Taylor Art on TikTok. But right now, for sure, you can get the full widescreen view on YouTube every Wednesday at 4:20. That's all I have booked right now. Nothing. Everything else is over. The museum show exhibition is done at this point. Today is the last day. So if you haven't gone to see it, you're too late. Unless you run over there now to the La Quinta Museum. I have no local shows booked because there's nothing going on. That it is sad. It is a sad time where just there's no shows going on, but live painting every Wednesday. But I do want to say that I am thankful for the opportunity to connect with all of you through this podcast and for the chance to share my journey with you. Please join the conversation by leaving a comment or rating on your favorite podcast platform or over on youtube.com/inspireddisorder, where all these episodes are available. Video format. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next Saturday for another episode of Ray's Days. Subscribe to the Ray Taylor Show on YouTube and everywhere podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Purchase Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!
Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.